It's now time for our reality check. Honolulu Civil Beats business reporter Stuart Yurton has been digging around on the wind and solar front. Rough going on the Yellow Brick Road to green energy and the Emerald City. Right, Stuart? Yeah,
it definitely is a rough road, Catherine.
So tell us about what you've been able to uncover on the Kahuku Wind Farm.
So we spoke to a former PUC lawyer, Ryan Hurley. That's the Public Utilities Commission, and they're the ones that approve the deals between the companies that supply the power and the utility, Hawaiian Electric. And it turns out, from talking to him, looking back years ago, there were really a lot of people raising serious questions about not just the location of the project, but the process for approving it. And looking at the environmental impact statement and a question of whether that should be approved first before the Public Utilities Commission approves the project.
Right. So that's kind of the concern people have, right? Are we going to see another super ferry or rail?
Well, this is different from that, but the overarching issue is very similar. A lot of people are opposed to it. They've raised this legal question. This legal question isn't the one really at play right now. There's some other things in the works to try to block this. But the overarching problem is this project and others are facing challenges from people in the community.
Well, I wonder if those two other legal challenges will somehow bring this in. I mean, you know, he was the former attorney for the PUC.
That's right. He is a former attorney for the PUC, and he and others, again, including Denise Antolini, who's the assistant or associate dean of the law school years ago. She wasn't in that position then, but she had founded the environmental law program at the University of Hawaii Law School. She made the same point as Ryan Hurley. The consumer advocate also was saying we should do this EIS, which should be completed first. So really the idea was that the PUC, the thought was the consumer advocate said the PUC should really have a full understanding of all the negative consequences of this project, this wind project in Kahuku, before the PUC makes a decision. The idea being that, well, you want to look at everything and be able to really weigh the costs and benefits, really evaluate the trade-offs before approving it.
So
that's what this is all about. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see then if that's something that's going to stand as this gets raised.
That's right. But again, there are other issues that are in play, and those right now are really the focus of some of this litigation. You know, we also saw something else that arose in a different case last week, where opponents of a solar farm on Maui are raising questions about conflicts of interest involving a law firm, so that represented multiple parties in this competitive bidding process. So that too is coming up.
Yeah, that story piqued my interest because one of the names on that law firm, the gentleman was a former PUC member. Oh, he was on the commission.
That's right. That's right. But he was not one of the lawyers. But in this case, the law firm is Yamamoto Kalaboso, and it wasn't just that the same firm represented parties. It was actually the same lawyers represented four companies bidding on representing seven different projects that were going through this contract approval process with the PUC. And, you know, the question was, well, should you have the same companies if they're supposedly bidding competitively using the same agent to negotiate with the utility?
Right.
HECO raised a question at the time. The utility raised a question. Again, the consumer advocate raised questions about it. They kind of let it pass, but then this environmental group has stepped up and said, whoa, wait a minute, this is wrong, and even the utility raised it as a question back then.
Yeah, so certainly it's something to look at. If there isn't a conflict there, there certainly is an appearance of conflict, so you'd want to look into that further.
That's exactly right, and that's what the consumer advocate said.
All right. Okay, well, thanks so much, Stuart.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was reporter Stuart Yurton with today's Reality Check. To read his stories on this issue, visit civilbeat.org.